From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The European Union takes another step to ease its migrant crisis. European Interior Ministers Tuesday approved a controversial quota plan to distribute 120,000 migrants throughout the 28-nation bloc. The majority vote, over the objection of several members, will be presented to an EU summit Wednesday. Nearly 500,000 migrants have crossed the Mediterranean this year, fleeing war and poverty. The UN Refugee Agency said the constant stream is so large the quota plan will not be enough to stabilize the situation. Melissa Fleming is a UNHCR spokesperson in Geneva.
The relocation program cannot be effectively implemented without creating adequate reception facilities in the countries where the refugees and migrants enter Europe.
Germany has by far accepted the most refugees, but Berlin's intelligence chief warned that radical Islamists could try to recruit refugees for terror attacks. In Burkina Faso, West African heads of state arrive at the capital Ouagadougou Wednesday to restore transitional president Michel Kafando to power following last week's coup. Cadre Désiré Ouédraogo is president of the ECOWAS Commission.
They have decided to dispatch tomorrow a high committee composed by head of states of six ECOWAS member states to go to Ouagadougou to reinstall President Michel Kafando in his capacity as president of a transition and to convey a solidarity message of ECOWAS to the Burkinabe people.
The presidential guard in Burkina Faso overthrew the transitional government last Wednesday, less than a month before scheduled elections. General Gilbert Diandre, the coup leader, said the polls were biased because supporters of former President Blaise Compaoré were barred from running. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says U.S. military experts believe Russian warplanes sent to an airbase in Syria are there for basic force protection, intended to protect Russian soldiers and assets on the ground.
Yes, they have increased aircraft, and there are certain kinds of aircraft there, which, depending on what the long-term decision is by Russia about its presence, could raise some questions. But for the moment, it is the judgment of our military and most experts that the level and type represents basically force protection, a level of protection for their deployment to an airbase, given the fact that it is in an area of conflict.
Meanwhile, the UN envoy on Syria launched another effort Tuesday to open peace talks. Stefan de Mistura announced working groups that will look at political and legal issues, military matters, and counterterrorism. On the eve of a visit Wednesday by Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to Moscow, Turkey dubbed Russia's rapid military buildup in Syria as dangerous. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu has warned any military backing of the Bashar al-Assad government would hamper efforts to find a political solution. China's President Xi Jinping has called for better relations with Washington to help prevent what he said would be a disastrous conflict. The comments Tuesday came during a policy speech to business leaders in Seattle, Washington, first stop on a trip that will culminate this week with the Chinese leader's first state visit to the White House. The United States says it's asked China direct questions about a Texas businesswoman arrested 6 months ago for alleged spying but got no answers. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner Tuesday was asked about the case of Vietnamese-American business person Sandy Van Gillis.
The U.S. consulate in Guangzhou has been providing consular assistance to her since her arrest on March 20th. We obviously are monitoring this case very closely. We've been to visit her 6 times since her arrest, and we've raised her case with Chinese government officials on multiple occasions.
A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman said Van Gillis is suspected of endangering national security and that relevant Chinese authorities are pursuing the case under the law. In Nigeria, the death toll from bombings earlier this week in the Borno state capital Maiduguri and the village of Monguno has risen to at least 100. There was no claim of responsibility, but the Boko Haram insurgency is widely suspected. Meanwhile, Cameroon's army says it killed at least 11 Boko Haram militants in the northern town of Amchide early Tuesday. Pope Francis Tuesday arrived in Washington following a 4-day visit to Cuba. Over the next days, he'll meet with President Obama, address a joint meeting of Congress, and attend a World Family Conference as well as a UN General Assembly session. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.